פרגרף גימל, וזה שכוסוב בחוידש השלישי, ויחן שם ישראל נגד ההור בלב שולם, ביאחדוס. This is why the Pusik says that they rested at Har Sinai in the month of Sivan, and it doesn't say vayachanu, plural, they rested. It says vayichan sham, singular. The Gemara says this shows that the Jews were zoich at that time to achieve achdus. They were like one mindset. Ish echad b'lev echad. Ki koidem hayu mefuzorim u'mefirodim. Because prior to that, prior to Shavuos, prior to the 49 days of Rama, they were all over. They were spread out, dispersed. Ki adayin lo nisasfu yachad kol hanefoshos, because the nefoshos had not been gathered up together. Aval achshav b'soif yemei hasfira, but now when we come to the end of the count of sfira, nizkaptzim kulam yachad kol hanefoshos, all the souls are gathered up together. U'bishvil zeh nikra shavuos atzeres kanal. This is why we said one of the names of Shavuos is atzeres, gathering. V'oz melaktin kol hanefoshos yachad b'shavuos. And that's when all the nefoshos are gathered together on Shavuos. B'bechinas, as the Pusik says, orisi moiri imsomi. I gathered up the moir, the mar, with the b'samim. The littlest one and the biggest one. The bad guys and the good guys. Sheze b'chinas oimer soirim. This is the concept that during the 49-day period is called Omer, when we're bringing a korban of barley, animal food, that's the bad ritzonos. And on the 50th, on Shavuos, we bring a korban of shtei alechem from wheat, that's human food, that's the good ritzonos. Hainu b'chinas moras nefesh, shi b'chinas behemias taivas, ze b'chinas oimer soirim. The bitterness of our soul, the behemia, the animalistic instincts, the animalistic desires, that's represented by the oimer soirim, the barley. Lehalo yisoysam gam kein kanal, that we're looking to elevate them also. Im besami, with the besamim, with the sweet-smelling perfume, ze b'chinas shtei alechem. That's the concept of the two loaves that are brought on Shavuos from wheat. Shehem b'chinas nefoshos toivos. They represent the good souls. Shehem nikroim odom, balei dea v'sechel. They're called humans, not behemoths, balei sechel. Vaydeze mekablin ha-toira b'shavuos kanal. And this is what enables us to receive the Torah anew on Shavuos. Vazai nimshach hashgocha shleima. And when we receive the Torah, we're receiving Hashem's look, Hashem's vision, the eyes of Hashem. V'zehu shenoirim kol alayla b'shavuos. Now you can understand also why we have this unique avoida on Shavuos of staying up all night. Kedei lizkois lahamshich kabolas ha-Torah shehi b'chinas hashgocha shleima kanal. Because we're looking to draw the Torah on ourselves. What is the Torah? It's open eyes. It's, you know, it's the eye opener. You follow? Shehinim sheches mibchinas eino deloy noem. The Torah, this hashgocha shleima, which comes from a level in heaven, which is called eino deloy noem, the eye that never sleeps, the eye that doesn't close, referring to kavyochel, the highest level of chesed of Hashem. Because again, when Big Daddy is watching, then you know you're okay. He's covering you. He's taking care of you. When Big Daddy Chas Shom doesn't see, when his eyes is closed to you, Chas Shom, then you know you're vulnerable to Midas Hadin. So when we speak about this Eino Deloy Noem, or Eino Pekicha, it's called also, we're talking about the highest level of kindness of Hashem, like by the Keser, where that eye never closes. There's no such thing as a closed eye over there. That's a level of kindness that's, you know, can't be touched. V'alkein einam yeshenim kol alayla. That's why we don't go to sleep the whole night, because we show that that's where we're connecting. Gam nidud hashena zebchinas shviras tayves momoin. And also, not sleeping also implies breaking tayves momoin shehi choyshech atzvus sitra demoise. The tayves momoin, Rabbeinu Zal shows in Torah of Gimel Likutei Moharan, is called darkness. It's called depression, sitra demoisa. In Yiddish, there's an expression, eretz sich verschwarzt, that the guy dirtied himself. You know, we're talking about people who get involved in doing the wrong things with money, Rahman al-Islam. He dirtied himself, you know, he blackened himself, Rahman al-Islam. or people who go crazy, you know, spending day and night trying to make money. You know, that's their only thing also. Become a farshvarts, that concept. Ki afilu ashiris digdusha, masu matin bamuna, hi gam kein bechinas shena. Because we know even good wealth, healthy wealth, wealth of kedusha, or a person doing business properly, that's also referred to as sleep. Kemuva b'divra Rabbeinu, as Rabbeinu Zal says in a Torah in the Kutimran, where he shows that every person who's trying to get to be dovuk Hashem on the highest levels mentally has to take a break. Otherwise, he'll burn out completely. So he has to sleep. Rabbeinu Zal says one example of sleep is sleep, getting into a bed, closing your eyes. Another example of sleep is going out to work. Going out to work is a form of sleep compared to high intensity, deep learning of Torah, or Dveikas Tashem. Ach oisoy hasheno hi toiva. But that's a healthy sleep, kedei lechadesh moichoy, to rejuvenate his brain, to be able to make another pass at deep study of Torah. Kemay shekoso shom, as it says over there. Avol kishenoifon latavis momoin chas v'sholem. But when a person falls into tavis momoin chas v'sholem, that person has to avoid sleep, eliminate sleep. To break that wrong desire for money. And that's why to be zecha to receive the Torah properly, to receive this hashgacha shleima from Hashem, which we said is dependent on breaking tavis mamoin, al kain na'oiren mikoidem kol alayla. That's why we stay up the night, the all night first, l'shaber hashena, to show that we're breaking the sleep, shehi b'chinas mamon kanal, which is the negative elements of money, v'zeh b'yatzmoy merames al hashgocha shlema. And again, this staying awake, not closing your eyes, implies that you're drawing upon yourself that open eye of Hashem, b'chinas eina pekicha d'loy noem, that open eye of Hashem that doesn't close. Lahavdil, they had that advertisement, the city never sleeps. They wanted to speak about this bank that's mamish, you know, the biggest, greatest leader in financial industry. What did they say about it? The city never sleeps. They wanted to show that a person, if you want, you come with us, get involved with us, and you won't either sleep. You'll be up day and night thinking only about money. You can go to your machine to pull out money, put in money 24/7. So again, you don't have to sleep, you don't have to eat, you don't have to be happy, you don't have to be normal. You could be enslaved 24/7. Only money, nothing else. You have internet access, mamish, you don't have to you don't have to go to the bathroom. You can just be connected, involved only in money 24/7. Chas v'shalom rachmona litzlan. That's the opposite of what we're talking about here, you know, connecting to Hashem, who is Eina Pekicha, who never sleeps, who has that open eye. Ki zeh tolui bozeh, because these two things depend on each other. Dahainu ha-hashgocha tluya b'shviras taivas mamon shibchina shena. You want to know to what degree a person is zeche to draw the hashgacha of Hashem upon him, that Hashem is looking at him and watching out for him and watching him and supervising him and with him very closely, to the degree that the person is zeche to break his taivas mamain, to break out of taivas mamain. Because again, what is taivas mamain? It's an idol. It's another wife. It's another wife. There are people, there are women who complain about their husbands. I never see him. He's married to his work. Chas v'shalom rachmona litzlan. Well, guys who are invited, you know, where that's their religion. On the American money, what does it say? In G-O-D, we trust. Who's the G-O-D? The dollar. That's what we trust. If I have $20 million in my bank, I'm at ease. I'm calm. If I don't, I'm very untrusting. I'm very insecure. That's the security. That's the G-O-D. That's the Hashem. Chas v'shalom. So Rabbeinu Zal says, to what degree is a person zecher to draw hashgacha shlema upon himself? To the degree that he's zecher to break taivas mamon, to be someach bechelkoi, he's happy with what he has, and his only reason for money is to bring kovoi to Hashem, to serve Hashem. What do I need money for? To buy tzitzis, tefillin, tuition, a mikvah card, food to make brachas on, you know, all purely dedicated to Hashem.